La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque le falta una pata para andar. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque
le falta. Listen, they're talking about smoking dope.
Again, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX. And you were saying something as I was announcing the show.
He did.
You did?
No, I did. I said the song, in the song they talk about the cockroach can't smoke pot.
And you were talking about that in gas tanks.
Yeah.
I don't know what the reference. Oh, the new fuel, right?
Que paso?
Yeah, okay. That's a chip with dip.
Que paso is a chip with dip. Okay.
Isn't it?
And now all of
something
our...
like that.
What?
That's what I heard.
Of listeners have just tuned out.
Is it chick with what?
No, chips. Potato chips.
Well, Dave,
chips with it.
I was way off.
Who said Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we never finished that conversation.
No, we don't need to.
Dave mentioned something about a gas tank, so you want to make sure that your car is as fuel efficient as it can be. Go to Alexander's Automotive Repair. AlexandersAutoRepair.com, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Or give Alexander and his crew a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781.
Does he take care of big-ass spiders in your car?
Oh, he'll do anything.
From big-ass spider, La Cucaracha.
Ah, that's what it is. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment. I'm Dave Isaac, Joseph J. Erdo, Craig, Eric, Trish on assignment, and this is what you just said.
La Cucaracha.
Hey, you remember that song.
The Cockroach. Hey, Joseph, is that movie good?
Big Ass Spider? Not really, no. We reviewed it on one of our Halloween show 2 years
back. I saw it on Netflix. I mean, I saw it listed in Netflix. But I just, you know, the name of the movie just doesn't...
It, you know, it's the same sort of thing like the Wasp movie, like Stung. It could have been good. It's not that great.
Arachnophobia.
I thought you liked the Stung.
I gave it a thumbs down.
Oh, really? Because you were giving me a hard time because I was saying it sounded dumb.
Well, because it sounded dumb and it is dumb is two different things.
It is?
You said
really?
The Ant-Man sounds dumb, but it's definitely not. And you know, I specifically picked as our first soundbite, director Peyton Reed, director of Ant-Man, addressing the tone of the film specifically for Eric Reinert.
I like when people do things for me.
Well, I think it's important when you start any movie that everyone on board, behind the camera and in front of the camera, have a clear sense of what the tone of the movie is. And a movie like Ant-Man, it's tricky because there are a lot of things going on. I mean, it's definitely a superhero movie. It's got a strong science fiction concept, you know, with the shrinking and controlling ants. It's got the structure of a heist movie. It's got these dual sort of father-daughter redemption stories going on. But really, tonally, the thing that's holding it all together is it really has the beat of a comedy. Like, the movements and sort of the tone of it, it's comedic. We're not laughing at Ant-Man, but we're definitely acknowledging the absurdity of, you know, this character and his powers and being able to shrink. And it's something that you can have a very clear idea of what the tone is, but you got to be able to communicate that tone to everybody involved.
From Michael Douglas, he, you know, talking about Marvel, but I also wanted to clarify first, that was Michael Douglas in the beginning of the movie too, right, Dave? In the beginning of Ant-Man?
Yeah, that was sort of cool.
Yeah, very cool. If you liked Chris Evans's look in...
or if you like Photoshop.
Captain America. No, this is much better than Photoshop. Michael Douglas.
I used to remember the Marvel comics, Hulk, and I remember them, and they were... Probably because the reason I read comics was just the pictures. And the Marvel comics were incredibly intense in terms of the storytelling and the details and the plotting and this and that. Having taken on this role early on, when I accepted, I was sent, you know, hardcover books of Marvel Comics, beautiful presentations of all of Stan Lee's work, and since then have become a tremendous fan.
And
sounds like he's dying.
Yeah.
You should have edited out that coughing bit.
I'm sorry, yeah. Paul
when
Rudd.
When you put on a costume, and certainly a costume like that, it does help with creating the character, because you stand differently, you think differently. And especially with that, because it's like, oh, all of a sudden everything, kind of the posture changes. And I just got giddy when I first started seeing it.
Let's hear a little bit from Corey Stoll about the character of Ant-Man.
He's not a perfect man. He's very flawed. And he's a reluctant hero. You know, he wasn't born brave like Captain America, and he's not a Norse god. You know, he's just a guy and got sort of swept up in this and sort of found his bravery and his courage, and I think Paul has such a relatable, down-to-earth, honest quality that I think it'll be really compelling. A compelling addition to the whole universe, but you know, certainly is a centerpiece of this movie.
We're going to hear a quick soundbite from Evangeline Lilly from Ant-Man about ants.
I think that what people are going to be the most excited about is the ant stuff. And I think what people will take from it is a new respect, understanding, and adoration for ants. And I think that, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they'll be clamoring for another Ant-Man movie.
I think she's wrong.
I'm clamoring. You think she's wrong?
About the people are going to have adoration for ants?
No. You see the movie. Wasn't it amazing what the ants can do?
It really was.
Which is why we're going to have our next guest on. So I'm going to ask you to start playing the next soundbite, which is Kevin Feige, who is the producer of all these Marvel movies. He's the big head honcho over there. And he's going to tell us...
While I call the doctor?
Yes, while you call the good doctor. So we're going to hear a little bit about ants from producer Kevin Feige, and you'll get our next guest on the line.
Everybody involved with making this movie knows more about ants now than they ever dreamed possible. And that was because there was just a tremendous amount of research done, because ants are amazing. Frankly, we could make 12 more of these films and still not actually explore everything that ants can do in real life. So there are four or five species of ants that we introduce in this movie and that we see Scott and Ant-Man interact with. And it's incredible what ants can do. They're really impressive.
They definitely are. Don't you agree?
Oh, there's no doubt. I did learn a bunch of stuff, and I especially like Anthony. Did you like Anthony?
Anthony.
Yep.
Well, because if you say Anthony, you miss the ant.
You're right. I missed it.
This is Sewer Surfing from Joe's Apartment.
Sewer Surfing. How often have you done that?
Not lately.
No, not lately.
But you could do it at the graffiti crawl if you'd like.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.